podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Can we go ahead and just quickly, before you jump into your story, say that we're excited that your little girl's coming home today?
Oh, yeah. She's getting out on good behavior today. So.
She's done her time.
She's done her time. So we're going this afternoon to pick her up and bring her home.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Oh, there goes your sleep.
No joke. Now is the moment where the little baby kicks you right in the gonads and says, no more sleep for you.
Just
so,
like that.
Yeah, I'll take a couple days off here and enjoy our time together.
Yeah, so you enjoy here today, and then we'll see you again next Monday.
Yeah, thank you for that.
So enjoy. What is going on with this buddy of yours?
So I will use their real names because I told them we're going to talk about them on the air. My buddy Mark, longtime friend since before high school. He's currently dating a woman named Tori. She's pushing 40-ish. She's been married before. Mark's my age, 35. They just bought a house together. They've been together for a couple years and they took the leap. They bought a house together. They're living. Mark says, this is the one. So what they did last weekend is they took a little road trip down to Arizona because that's where Tori's dad lives. Mark's like, while I'm down there, I'm going to ask Tori's dad for permission to, ask her to marry him. I was like, that's cool. Right
good
on.
For
good
him.
For you. He's like, also, while we're down there, we're going to do a little ring shopping because there's some cool little Arizona jewelry shops that they like.
And so Tori knew that the purpose of the trip was to talk to her father and to pick out a ring.
And to pick out a ring of her choice. She was there when Mark asked her dad and had a little conversation. She was there when they went ring shopping and she picked out a ring. Fast forward to this week, they came back home. I texted Mark. I said, hey, man, how did it go? Everything go great? I can't believe you're engaged. That's great. He said, no, everything did go well, but we're not engaged yet. Slap my head.
So does that mean that dad said no?
Dad said yes.
Oh.
They have rings. Tori's ready to be married. Mark just says, I haven't had a chance to ask her yet to marry me. What the what?
This is so bass-ackwards.
Isn't it weird? They have a house together. She was there for dad. She was there for ring. Does Mark now need to get down on a knee, a surprise, moment, will you marry me? I said, no, man, you don't need to do that. You guys you're done. There's no surprise. There's no buildup. She knows what's coming. I had this debate with Nicole, my wife, over the weekend. She said, oh, hells no. Mark needs to propose.
He needs to propose, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why?
Okay, so Jeremy, keep in mind, you buy Christmas presents for yourself, and then you give them to other people and be like, hey, you're going to give me this set of headphones that I bought for myself. Write me
That's
a check
beside
for
the point.
$50. So I don't think you understand that. Even though she knows everything that's coming, Mark can still make the effort to make that 5-minute proposal intimate, and he could be vulnerable and he could infuse some romance. And no, just because all of the hard stuff, quote unquote, is out of the way doesn't mean that the relationship and the endearment and the sacrifice of my soul to yours.
Artificial. Let me ask you something.
How did
it's artificial, Emily. Obviously it is. Now, can I ask something?
You ask away, Testa.
What?
Spit it out.
Don't
be mean. You can't be mean.
No, I'm not being mean.
Okay.
I'm truly puzzled.
Okay.
How did he get to this point without asking her? In other words, how do you book a trip out of state to ask the dad with her full knowledge of it?
Right.
How do you take her ring shopping without having popped the question?
Right. And then you just leave the ring store and you have the ring and you go on with your day. And then
how does that happen?
A giant road trip back home. I don't know how that. He's like, it wasn't the right time.
He obviously did ask her at some point, maybe without the pomp and circumstance of dropping to one knee.
It's just been a conversation. Should we? Yeah, we should.
He had to have asked her.
Uh-huh.
No, because.
So now you're doing it again. Now it's almost like reality TV.
Yes.
Where everything is staged.
Well, Nicole said it doesn't have to be this grandiose thing. She's like, why not just go? They like the outdoors. Go hiking for the weekend or go up to Hanging Lake or something, and while you're there, just make it a special moment.
Oh, it still has to bear his
soul.
It's not staged.
It's totally
so staged.
Just because they've talked about it doesn't mean that it is official. You know, like you want to talk about
having
a sandwich for lunch.
They bought bought a ring.
You want a sandwich for lunch? Okay, great. Like, you've got some bread and you've got some sandwich meat, but that doesn't
pushing.
It
you're
doesn't
so
mean just
because
you're talking about it doesn't mean that you actually have that sandwich in your stomach. He still needs.
She's eaten the sandwich. She bought the ring,
especially because she knows about everything. Especially because all of this anticipation is
so. What does
out
she do
air.
When he does it? Does she be? She like? Oh my god!
Well, hopefully he's
the greatest,
genuine and romantic
this
about
is the greatest
it.
Moment. You're the,
how can you not trip over the words genuine?
Because it's still the moment. It's still how
the
he asks her.
Happened weeks ago.
No. Mm-hmm. Not the official.
They live
like
together.
On his knee. Here's the ring. Oh. So they can still he can still make it special.
See, I'm not anti proposing, and I'm not anti getting down on a knee. But you do all of that before you go buy a ring together and ask her dad and all that.
Well, it's different for them, and she still deserves to feel special. And
especially
you know,
since she's already been married before.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. It's
that's
like, does she need this big...
Oh, come on.
Big...
She still deserves it. Doesn't he want to do that for her? Doesn't he want to be like, hey, I want to bare my soul to you and ask you to spend the rest of your life?
Soul yeah.
That's the rest of your life.
They're
you know?
Outdoorsy people that then they're not real romantic. You know what I'm getting at? They're kind of like, you know, camping, and they're just not real ooey gooey mushy mushy people.
Well, then why did they get a ring? Why did he ask permission? Why are they even
that's
talking about
do.
Marriage?
Well, that's what you do.
Well,
for
then
marriage.
You also propose
if
on. You know,
you
you're
did,
so
if we
angry.
Did five calls. It's because Emily's
she's,
kind of.
You know
projecting,
how I am about proposals.
Emily is
and
kind
your
of
sandwiches.
Projecting her own
yeah
reality here.
And yeah,
but no, I think a lot
you
of women
do deserve to be married, Emily. You deserve
thanks.
It.
Thanks. I think a lot of women would agree with me.
Let's light up the phone
okay.
lines.
Pia, good morning, Pia.
Good morning.
Quickly, your story. What's the thought?
That I actually went and I bought the ring and I gave him the bill and I told him you can propose to me whenever you want. And like a month later, 2 months later, he went and asked for my hand at my parents. And a week later, because it was abroad, he took my ring away when we crossed the border. And when we came back to the States, a week later, he proposed on his knees. Very romantic, coming down a slide in his hometown of Montana. So it was fabulous.
Did you say coming
and
down
we
a slide?
Together or anything like that, but it was just, it was very romantic.
And you were still surprised when he proposed, even though you already knew about the ring and you
no.
wanted to marry him. You were still surprised and happy, right?
Yes, because it was just amazing. It
this
was,
is a generational
was surprise.
Thing.
Is this a friend of Emily's to call in?
All right, Pia, we will put down your vote that it's not too late to propose.
Absolutely
all
not.
All right, listen, thank you for being on the show.
My girlfriend, they had her family diamond, so she knew she was like going to get proposed to by her boyfriend, and he waited over a year to propose to her. So this is not, you know, an uncommon
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, we get you. We understand where you're coming from on this. Here's Wendy. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, guys.
Is it too late or no?
No, absolutely not. My husband bought the ring when he went back home for Thanksgiving, and it was supposed to be back here in Denver, and it ended up being a week late, which caused him some angst. But I knew it was coming since it was a week late, and he still proposed, and it was special, and it was important, and we've been married for 7 years. So
very good. Listen, very nice. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You have a great day. I don't know. Here's Jason. Jason, anybody going to agree with the guys on this or no?
I understand you guys. It's not really necessary, only because they already know it's coming. I mean, if you're already going to get married, why do you need all this, you know, stuff going on? It's really not necessary. She knows that she's going to get proposed to, and why not just get married? Do you understand?
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
And the sad thing about it is that it makes it sound like Jeremy and I have no romantic bones in our body, which mm-hmm. is BS, because we would have done the proposal when she wasn't expecting it,
correct.
Didn't know it. It would have truly been romantic, mm-hmm. not this reality TV version of how to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I think it also depends on the type of girl. Like, if it's a really romantic girl, that will get mad at you that because you didn't propose,
yeah,
you
yeah.
proposed to her.
There
that's
is
the
that.
Thing. Like it's me. Like, I don't think Tori's too worried about it.
Yeah.
I think.
Jason, I'm glad you called. Stay dry today, okay?
Okay.
All thanks. Right. Listen, thanks for being
he
on the show.
He can still do it lying in bed, but make it
isn't
sweet.
It still sweet and romantic when they go together to buy the ring? I mean, that's still a special moment. Like, get what you want, honey. And then they get it and they
but
pay for it.
But unless he put it on her finger and said, you know.
And then out in the parking lot, he goes, ding.
You're now my fiance.
It
it's just shopping.
Hello, Melanie. Welcome to the Dom in the Morning Show. What do you say?
I absolutely agree with Emily. I think that he totally needs to propose. And I'm not saying that it has to be super, super thought out or dramatic or anything, but I think it is just like the bearing of the soul part that is really important.
But how would you act? How would you react if somebody did that to you? I mean, would you act surprised or would you just be like, oh, thanks, I knew this was coming? Or
I don't think I would act surprised, but I think it's still nice to be able to tell your friends like how he proposed, or it's like it's nice to have that
reality TV.
Yeah.
You need the production.
You need the setup.
No, and, yeah.
It's nice to have that moment like just with him that he's really like doing it just to make you happy. Like, he knows that you know it's coming and everything, but he wants to make you happy, so he wants to give you that special moment that, I mean, you don't get that intimacy all the time.
Intimacy. Right.
Listen, thank you for being on the show.
How long does he have to wait, then? Like, if they went last weekend, they're back now. Is it a week's time, or like how long? She's going to be like, holy crap, come on.
They should break up. They should date other people for a while.
Uh-huh, and then come back.
Then get back together, and then he proposed.
Then it would be better.
All right, fart face, let's not get...
Well, what's the time frame? How long does he have to wait?
Have they set a date? If they're already engaged, since they've already done all this, what's their wedding date?
He had to have proposed for them to be in the position that they're in right now.
Correct. It's going to be like in the fall. They want a fall wedding. So it's like, does he wait then?
But it wasn't on the Jumbotron, so it doesn't count.
Right.
It could be in the parking lot of King Supers. I'm not saying it has to be on the Jumbotron.
Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
That's
special. Good morning.
Do you have an H or no H?
H.
Because the extra letter makes it better. All right. So what do you say?
I say he has to propose.
Mm-hmm.
I was with my now husband for 6 years, and I was waiting for a engagement, and we accidentally got pregnant, and all of those thoughts ran through my head of like, we always knew we'd be together forever, and we thought, do we just do it? We've had many conversations about what our married life would be like, and now we were having a baby, and he really thought it was important that he still made that big move to propose.
No, but now wait a minute. That's different, though. That's different. I can still see a proposal in that situation.
Yes.
You guys hadn't gone out and bought rings and told your family members and done all of that. You did. You kind of put the cart before the horse, but not in the same way.
Well, it's kind of like it is the same way because it's the importance of the gesture, that gesture that doesn't change. Well, no matter what comes first,
right.
My family, you know, he'd had conversations with my dad about asking for permission. I wasn't there when he bought the ring, of course, but that was because he was trying to be
this
secretive.
This is completely different.
It's different then, yeah.
But I'm happy for you, so congratulations to you.
Thanks
for being on the show.
Sure.
She's on my side, so that was a very good call.
Yeah, I put her vote down. You know, it's interesting that she brought up baby because I was going to use that as another example. It would be like... It would be, Emily, as if you got pregnant with Gentleman Caller. So you're pregnant. I want you to imagine
that.
And then you guys sit down and discuss, hey, maybe you want to have a baby. You're already pregnant. It's the same thing with this. They're engaged. They're having a talk about something that's already happened.
Well, then why are
they're
we
They're already
even,
committed.
Why did we... They're committed. I'm committed to Gentleman Caller, but
yeah,
we're
but
not
if you're
engaged.
Pregnant, then it's too late to talk about, do you want to get pregnant? You're already pregnant.
I can't
you're
really
pregnant?
Get on board with that example.
Is that
because,
scaring you?
Well, there's that. God.
I'm going to leave you with that.
But and you're
Can
saying
I rub your tummy?
She's not a star.
Did you guys hear? Emily's
no!
pregnant.
Isn't that great news?
Did you guys hear that? Emily's pregnant, everybody.
Twinsies.
Congratulations,
the twins.
Wow. We think it's Gentleman Callers, too. No. Your mind's
no.
off.
Oh, no.
Can I still rub your tummy?
Well, congratulations.
Such good news.
Maybe your little one and Jeremy's can get together.
Yeah, maybe they'll grow up and get married.
What'd you say?
I said I quit.
Okay, your mic's back off. Traffic update brought to you by, oh, by the way, it was 4-1 in favor of It's Not Too Late. The one vote that said it's too late was the one guy who got
it. Yeah, and I don't know if I want his vote. Know what I'm saying?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.